主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上你又把我们召聚到你面前。
Tonight you gather us in thy presence again.
主，我们何等的喜乐。
Lord, how joyful we are.
因为在这里我们又可以再听见你向我们说话。
Because here we can once again hear you're speaking to us.
主啊，你的话是何等的宝贝。
Lord, how precious are thy words.
你不仅是叫我们看见你在历史上面做了什么工。
Not only do you show us the work that you have done in history.
你也同时叫我们看见在你永远的旨意的里面你做怎么的安排。
But also you show us what your arrangements are in your eternal will.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
因为在你没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
Because with thee there's no shifting and no
changing of shadows. 你怎样向人发表你的自己。
How you have revealed yourself to man.
从古到今你就是那样的向着等候仰望你的人做工。
You continue to work upon those who look and wait upon you.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how thankful we are to thee.
因为在你所定规要做成的事上，我们都白白的蒙了恩典。
Because upon the things which you will to complete, we have freely received.
你把我们从卑微的里面举起来。
From humility, you have exalted us.
你实在是叫我们与王子同坐。
Indeed, you have seated us with the prince.
你叫我们从卑微里头升高，直到在荣耀的里头完全的显明。
And you have lifted us up above our humility to completely manifest in glory.
主，这是我们所不敢想象的事。
Lord, this is something that we cannot imagine.
但是你确实这样的恩待了我们。
But in fact, you have been so gracious to us.
你从前如何恩待拣选你的人？
How you have been gracious to those whom you have chosen in the past.
如今你就加倍的恩待，成为你众子的众人。
Now even more so, you're even more gracious to all the people who are your sons.
在你手中的工作，我们都没有话好说。
That we have nothing to say in the work of thy hand.
因为我们看见恩典是那样的深重的，显明在我们的身上。
Because we see how deep and great the grace is upon us.
从恩上加恩，
it is
领我们到荣上加荣。
It is grace upon grace to lead us into glory upon glory.
主，我们要向你俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we have to prostrate and worship.
因为你手所做的，实在把我们众人都折服过来。
Because indeed you have conquered us in what you have done, Lord.
但愿你给我们里面的眼睛时刻都保持那样的明亮。
May you constantly cause our sight within to be single and light.
看见跟随你的路是如何的走完。
So that we can see the path which we follow you, how we should finish.
叫你的心意成全的时候，我们也就与你一同活在那荣耀的喜乐里。
So that when your will is done, we can live in that glorious joy with thee.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上再次向我们说话。
Speak to us once again this evening.
我们都等候在这里。
We'll wait for thee here.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们在路德记第二章的里边看到路德进到波阿斯的田了。
We see that in Ruth chapter 2, Ruth has entered into the field of Boaz.
那我们还是从路德的身上来看神在他身上的一切的作为。
And still upon the person of Ruth, we continue to look upon her and all the works of God upon her.
我们记得上一次提到，在波斯田里边，他们的对话的里头所说的一些话。
And we recall some of the conversation that they had in the field of Boaz last time.
路德在那里说啊，我既是外邦人。
Ruth says, seeing that I'm a foreigner.
那么很显然我们就掌握了一个事实，是外邦人来到神的应许地。
Very apparently then we're able to grasp the fact that it is a foreigner who has entered into the promised land of God.
但他站在 应许地的里头，那个应许跟他是原来没有关系的。
Now, as she is standing in the promised land, originally that promise has nothing to do with her.
波斯也是这样的给他说，你来投靠耶和华以色列的神的翅膀下。
And even Boaz has said to her that you have come under the wing of the Lord God of Israel, whom you have come to trust.
她原来与神没有关系。
Originally, she has nothing to do with God.
与以色列也没有关系。
She had nothing to do with Israel.
但是如今她来投靠以色列的神。
But now she has come to trust the Lord God of Israel.
那么她心思里面是这样。
That is what her heart is.
但是她的身份仍旧是一个外邦人。
Yet her status is still a foreigner.
从外面来看的时候，她跟这一位以色列的神呢，没有一点可以连得上关系。
Externally looking at it, she has no relationship without with this God of Israel.
当然也就跟神给以色列的应许也连不上关系。
And of course, she also has no connecting point with the relationship with the promise which God gave to Israel.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
My brothers and sisters, take note.
路德他也确实是站在一个这样的地位来活在以色列地。
Indeed, that is Ruth's situation as she is living in the land of Israel.
所以她跟波斯的对话的里边，她很清楚的指出了她的地位。
So in the dialogue she had with Boaz, she clearly pointed out her own position.
当波斯向她说一些鼓励的话，一些安慰的话，一些慈爱的话。
And after Boaz spoke to her some words of encouragement, comfort, and compassion,
那他里边的回应是什么呢？
What is her response within?
他说，我虽然不及你一个使女。
She said, even though I'm not one of thy handmaidens,
你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。
Yet you have spoken comforting words to my heart.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
从他这样表达他自己的身份的时候，
In this expression that she had to manifest her own status.
第二章的下半和第三章的上头，就肯定了一个事实在哪里。
Then from the second half of chapter 2 to the beginning of chapter 3, it confirms for us a fact.
弟兄姊妹，如果你留意的话，你就一直看到路德从那个话开始，圣灵在他身上所有的显明都给他占那个地位。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you take note of the words she spoke in verse 13, starting from that point on, the Holy Spirit expresses the position which she continues to stand.
什么地位？
What position is that?
使女。
And she is a handmaiden.
弟兄姊妹，这个事实，圣灵既然是如此的，一直突出他这个身份。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit continue to make this position of hers outstanding.
我们就要追寻圣灵这样记录他的身份的时候，究竟圣灵要向我们说什么话。
Then we must search and seek out why, what purpose does the Holy Spirit have in speaking these words to us?
那我想弟兄姊妹都知道。
I think brothers and sisters know.
使女是从女性这方面来说的。
Now a handmaiden is referring to a maiden, a female.
如果把这个事实转换到男性那一方面。
Now if we switch this to a male,
那就是仆人。
That is a servant.
那弟兄姊妹现我们这样一点，你马上就会注意到这个事实了。
If we point out this fact first, then you take note of this right away.
那为了我们平常的习惯的那个观念上的习惯，我们姑且把这个使女就转成仆人来看这段话。
Now, for our usual concept or understanding, we just use the word handmaid as the word servant.
那路德在那里说，
Ruth is saying,
我虽然不及你的一个仆人。
Now I'm not even as one of your servants.
你还是这样的善待我。
Yet you have been so gracious to me.
那我们感谢神啊。
Now we thank God.
这个话我们要 留意的时候就留意到这个事情怎么发生。
If we want to take note of this, then we must take note of how did this come about.
那我们记得的。
We remember.
当路德在摩亚地决定跟着拿俄米要到迦南地来的时候。
When Ruth was in the land of Moab and have decided to follow Naomi in back to the promised land.
她不是说了好几句话是非常重的吗？
Did she not say a few words that are very, very weighty?
你的民就是我的民。
Your people will be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
Your country will be my country.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God will be my God.
那这个是他的一厢情愿。
Now, you can say that is all that she desired on her part.
但是我们必须记得。
But we must remember.
她是外邦人。
She is a Gentile.
并且是外邦人里头的受咒诅的摩亚人。
Even to a point that she is from the tribe of Moab that was cursed amongst the Gentiles.
你可以说你的国就是我的国。
You can say that your country will be my country.
但人家接受不接受你。
But will others accept that?
你可以说你的神就是我的神。
You can say that your God will be my God.
但是这位神接纳不接纳你呢?
But will this God accept you?
那所以如果我们不看下文的话
So if we do not read on
我们只能说这个是路德的一厢情愿
We can only say that is solely Ruth's own desire
当然他的这个一厢情愿是很高贵的一厢情愿
Even so, this is a very valuable desire that she had
但是我们感谢神
But we thank God
因为路德这样的一厢情愿是放在那一个乐意悦纳人的神的手里
Because this sole desire of Ruth is placed upon the hands of God who is willing to accept all men.
那所以我们就看到路德那个路程就一步一步的走到神的目的里
So then we can see that step by step Ruth is entering into the will of God.
这个走到那个神的目的的那个过程呢
And the progress, the process in which she goes into the will of God.
是从卑微升高。
It is from humility to being exalted.
是从最低下进到荣耀。
It is from base entering into glory.
那我们感谢神。
Now we thank God.
那现在，路德就说。
Now Ruth is saying.
我比你的仆人也不如。
I'm not even as one of your servants.
我比你的使女都不如。
I'm not even one of your handmaidens.
但是你却这样的恩待了我。
Yet you have been so gracious to me.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在地上我们真的是看见。
Later we truly see.
路德的确是在以色列人中接受了非常的恩待。
Ruth, indeed, amongst the Israelites have really, truly been blessed.
我们看上去我们就明白。
When we read on, we'll understand.
但是明白那个历史的过程。
Now, we only understand the process in history.
还不是最重要的。
That is not the most important.
重要的，你从这样的一个历史过程的里边，你看见神用什么的心思来向着人
But what is important is throughout that process in history, what is God's heart toward man?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们在从前我们读过撒母耳上。
And before we have studied 1 Samuel.
我们也读到撒母耳上第二章的时候。
And when we were at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
弟兄姊妹还记得那个以利那两个儿子。所发生的事。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember the events of Eli's two sons.
以利这两个儿子是太糟糕了。
Now these two sons of Eli were very bad.
但是以利又护着他两个儿子。
But yet Eli were very protective of his two sons.
那结果就引动神对以利家的一个咒诅。
And because of that, it brought upon the curse of the house of Eli from God.
那神的那一个说轻一点嘛，神对以利家的责备。
To be very lightly, we can say that's a reproach from God to Eli.
是说出了神的性情。
It speaks of the nature of God.
我们留意翻到那儿去看看。
Now we can take a look over there and see.
第三十节。
Chapter 2, verse 30.
那神是透过 神对撒母耳说的一些话。
And so God speaks these words through Samuel.
然后就神差遣人来责备以利。
And God sent someone to come to reproach Eli.
那我们留意第三十节。
Now we take note of verse 30.
我们只是留意最末了那两句话就够。
We just take note of the end of verse 30.
神说啊，因为尊重我的，我必尊重他。
For them that honor me, I will honor.
藐视我的，他必被轻视。
And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
那当然，在路德的身上不适用下半句。
Of course, upon the person of Ruth, it is not the end of verse 30.
但是上半句话放在路德的身上，那就很清楚了。
But the first part of that upon Ruth is very clear.
虽然路德是外邦人，
though Ruth is a Gentile,
虽然她是在神的祝约上是没份的，
though she had no part upon the promises of covenants of God,
活在地上是没有指望的，
and upon earth, when she's living, she had no hope.
但是因为她尊重神，
but because she honored God,
尊重到一个地步，
she honored God to a point,
他放弃了他原来所有的去拣选神。
She forsook all that she had to choose God.
那这样的一个心思，
and this heart of hers,
摆在神的面前的时候，
when it's placed before God,
神按神这里发表出来的他的性情，
then it reveals the nature character of God upon it.
神没有办法不尊重。
There's no other way but for God to honor Ruth.
神一定要尊重路德。
God must honor Ruth.
因为路德尊重神。
Because Ruth honors God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这叫我们看到一件事情。
That shows us one thing.
因着路德的这样的拣选。
Because of Ruth's choice.
她向神表达了这样的尊重。
That she had manifested such honor to God.
那结果你看见神在她身上那个尊重是从一点一点一点一点的越来越明显，越来越高，
then,
越来越丰富。
Then we're able to see God's honor upon her, bit by bit, point by point, would grow and be more abundant and more great.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意这个事情。
Brothers and sisters, take note of that.
路德这一点点的经历，
now this little bit of experience from Ruth,
也是带出我们在神的面前跟随主的路。
Also brings forth the way which we follow the Lord.
那底下我们看到，
later we can see,
路德从这个时候开始，
from this point on for Ruth,
圣灵一直把他放在使女的那个位置上面来说明他所经过的。
The Holy Spirit now starts to put her in the position as a handmaid in her experiences.
那弟兄姊妹，什么叫做在使女的地位上？
Now brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be in the position?
或者说什么是在仆人的地位上？
Of a handmaid, or in other words, a servant.
你留意到一件事情。
You can take note of one thing.
那就是无条件的顺服。
That is, absolute, without any condition, surrender.
你要站在一个使女的地位上。
If you want to stand in the position of a handmaiden,
你就知道你有一个天职，那就是顺服。
Then you know you must have this nature, and that is obedience.
你要站在一个做仆人的那个地位上，
if you want to stand on the position of a servant,
你就有一个本分，就是顺服。
And then your very duty is submission.
那这一点是非常的重要的。
And so that is very important.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you can notice.
当人堕落了以后，神在人身上的挽回。
After man fell, the atonement that God had upon man.
无论是从亚当在伊甸园的时候给赶出来。
Whether it was from the point that Adam was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
一直到现在。我们在基督里能以恢复亚当没有堕落以前的那个光景。
Even until now that in Christ we're able to be redeemed and restored to the condition before Adam fell.
神在历史上所做的工，
throughout history, all the work of God,
在人的身上一直带领做的，就是要让人学习做一个 服神传柄的人。
Upon man, the guidance of God's work is to teach man to be one who submits the authority of God.
就是做一个顺服神的人。
That is to be one who is obedient to God.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意到，一提到顺服的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, you take note when it talks about obedience.
那是非常有讲究的。
It is very meaningful.
我们以前都提过。
We have mentioned this before.
那在顺服的学习的过程的里头
Now in the process of learning to be obedient
任何一个人都是这样
It is true of everyone
没有一个人例外
There is no one who is an exception
当他懂得顺服的时候
When we are learning to be obedient
那一个顺服啊严格说起来不能说是顺服
That obedience to be strict cannot be considered as obedience
而因为你站在神的面前
Because we're standing in God's presence.
神给你一些的带领。
God gives you a guidance.
神给你的一些光照。
He gives you light.
那你要是跟上去的话。
If we follow on.
那个就有一个顺服的实际在哪里。
Then there is this reality, practicality of obedience.
但是跟是跟上去了。
Yes, we have followed on.
那里面是不是那样心甘情愿的跟上去呢?
But within, have we followed wholeheartedly, willingly?
我想每一个人都经过那个阶段。
I think all of us have experienced that.
没有一个例外的。
There is no exception.
起初我们学习顺服的功课的时候。
At the beginning when we learn this lesson of obedience.
我们总是有那么一个想法。
We do have this way of thinking.
神的你是神。
God, you are God.
你能力也大。
You have all might.
你地位也高。
You have the high position.
我没有办法斗得过你。
I have no way to win over you.
你要我服就服了。
If you want me to surrender, then I must surrender. What is that?
无可奈何。
Thus I have no other way.
不答应也不行啊。
If I don't agree, I have to agree.
不答应神的你还反正你也用着你的手制造环境来逼着我了。
Even if I don't agree, you use your hand to make the circumstances to force me.
所以我没有办法不服。
So, I must submit.
弟兄姊妹们这样的顺服是无可奈何的实在是无可奈何。
Brothers and sisters, such obedience indeed, it isWithout any other way, but we are forced to do it.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然从无可奈何的顺服的里边开始有一点的学习。
Even though from this condition where we have no other way but to submit and to have some lessons learned.
顺服果然是把我带进神的心意的满足和他的喜乐里。
Then gradually we learn, indeed, obedience leads me into God's heart being pleased and His joy.
同时我自己呢也在那里分享那样的安息那样的舒畅。
At the same time, I myself partake in that rest and comfort.
所以从在继续在学那个顺服的功课的时候就从无可奈何就到了有点甘心了。
Then, from the point where we submit, when we have no other way, we start to have a bit of willingness.
但弟兄姊妹们，你留意我刚才说有点甘心。
But brothers and sisters, take note, I put it in a way that we begin to have a bit of willingness.
那并不是说到完全的甘心。
That does not mean we're completely willing.
不，总比从前无可奈何是进步了。
But we have somewhat advanced from the point of having no other way but to submit.
啊，有点甘心去顺服主了。
Now we have a bit of willingness to submit to the Lord.
但是在顺服的那个实际的里边呢
？But in the practicality of submission,
常常。也是带着心里面酸酸的。
But still, there is still some sour feelings, hard feelings.
所以这个叫做流着眼泪去顺服。
And so we can put it in a way that we submit, but with tears.
诗歌里边有一首诗歌，就是那亲爱主宝贝主的那一首诗歌。
And so in the hymn, there is this hymn which is Precious Lord, Dearest Lord.
那里就提到这样的一个顺服。
And so it mentions of such obedience there.
那里说一面顺服，一面流泪。
And there in the hymn it says, as we are submitting, we are shedding tears.
那为什么流泪呢？
Why do we shed tears?
虽然没有无可奈何的感觉。
Though we don't have that feeling of no other way but to submit anymore.
有点甘心的成分。
Though we have somewhat of a level of willingness.
但是
But
接触到那个顺服的那个实际的时候
，When we encounter the reality of submission，
好像我都把一些我心爱的人事物都得把它不说放弃吧，也得降低了他们的位置。
Now, not to say we have to, because of our submission, forsake some of the people, things, events that we like. Even if we don't have to say we have to put it down, we have to still lower its position in our heart.
那所以你里面总是有点舍不得的那种滋味。
So within, we still have some kind of feeling, some kind of taste that we're not willing to let go.
但是你知道我顺服主的话，我必须把这些交出去。
But also we realize that if we want to submit to the Lord, we must give this out.
那把这些交出去的时候，里面就觉得有点痛了。
And so when we have to let these go, we feel some pain within.
就引到，好了，流着眼泪。交给主了。
So it leads to the condition where we just hand it over to the Lord with tears.
虽然是流着眼泪。
And though with tears.
但是已经是进了一步了。
But yet we have taken another step further.
感谢神。
We thank God.
但是主的带领继续给我们往前去。
But the Lord's guidance continues to lead us forward.
等到有一天。
Until one day.
他就根本就不考虑我顺服的时候我要付上什么代价。
We no longer consider the fact if we submit, what price do I have to pay?
只要我碰到是主在我身上有带领。
As long as the Lord has guidance upon me in this way,
我不但是服下来。
Not only do I submit,
并且我是带着赞美感谢来顺服上去。
But I'm able to submit with praises and thanksgiving.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这个是我们在学习顺服的功课的过程的里边的一些不同阶段的经历。
Now these may be some of the experiences in the process as we learn this lesson of submission.
那现在呢？我们回到路德的身上来。
Now when we return back to the person of Ruth.
你看到他把他自己放在那个连使女都不如的地位。
Now she puts herself in the position not even as a handmaiden.
因为事实上也真的是这样。
Because truly that's also the facts.
她不是波阿斯的使女。
She was not a handmaiden of Boaz.
她是外人。
She was a Gentile.
按照她的本相。
According to herself.
她连以色列人都不是，是外邦人。
She is not even an Israel, she is a Gentile.
那所以连使女都不如。
So she is not even as a handmaiden.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
因着她有一个尊重神的心。
Because she has a heart to honor God.
她有一个拣选神的心。
She has a heart to choose God.
神也就尊重她。
God also honors her.
神尊重她。
God honors her.
神就把她一步一步的领进神的最高的那一个心思里。
Therefore, step by step, God leads her into his high as well.
那好了。
Now,
路德在那里捡麦穗。
As Ruth is cleaning,
捡到一个时候，到吃饭的时候。
She's continued to glean until mealtime.
看样子。
When we look at it,
路德大概并没有带着粮食出去捡麦穗。
Ruth did not take any food out with her to glean.
所以到了吃饭的时候
So at meal time
别人波德的波德仆人他们就吃饼了喝水了那做有食物了
So the servants of Boaz was eating bread and drinking water they had food
那路德呢
For Ruth
我有理由相信
I have reason to believe
他会像主的门徒经过麦田的时候的那个那种光景
She would have the condition as the Lord was with his disciples going through the field.
饿了怎么办?
We're hungry, what should we do?
就想麦穗来吃了。
And so they just gleaned from the wheat and ate of it.
生吃那个麦粒了。
And so they just chew on the oak, on the barley.
看样子大概是这样。
And so, looking at the scenario, it might be that way.
所以到了吃饭的时候。
So when they're eating,
波阿斯说话了。
Boaz spoke.
Boaz 对路德说
Boaz spoke to Ruth.
你到这来
Come here.
吃饼
Eat of the bread.
将饼蘸在醋里
And dip thy morsel in the vinegar.
那这是波阿斯给他的一个邀请
This is an invitation which Boaz gave to her.
那然后呢
And then
路德就在收割的人旁边坐下来
She sat beside the reapers.
注意了
Pay attention.
他们那就不仅是波阿斯了
Now, not only Boaz, but they.
连波阿斯的仆人、使女们都 把烘了的穗子递给他。
And they reached her parched corn, and she did eat.
吃饱了，还有余剩。
And was sufficed and left.
那丢子了没
？Brothers and sisters.
这是小动作。
This is small actions.
但是这个小动作表达一件事情。
But these small actions manifest one thing.
这一个外来的人。
This outsider, she has been accepted.
主人悦纳她。
The master accepts her.
中仆人悦纳她。
The fellow servants accept her.
虽然她仍然带着一个比使女不如的身份在那里。
Though she still has the status, not even as a handmaiden.
但是你注意她的享用。
But you can see what she is enjoying.
她就跟这个家里面的人没有区别了。
There's no difference what she is enjoying than those of the house. What is this?
这是恩典。
This is grace.
你看到。
You can see.
当她这样的来到神的子民中间的时候。
When she come amongst the people of God in this way.
虽然她是外人。
Though she is an outsider.
但是因为她尊重神。
But because she honors God.
因为她拣选神。
Because she chose God.
神也就拣选她。
God also chose her.
神也尊重她。
God also honors her.
神也让恩典临到她的身上。
God also has given grace upon her.
让她在那里不仅是吃饱。
So not only is she full.
还有余剩。
But left.
我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
这样的事情
，these matters，
发生在路德的身上是非常不寻常的。
When it happens to Ruth, it is not ordinary.
如果我们没有忘记路德是外邦人
，if we did not forget the fact that she is a Gentile，
我们也没有忘记。以色列人怎么看外邦人
？And we do not forget the fact how the Israelites would view in the Gentile.
你掌握了这样的一种背景的事实。
And when we hold on to the facts of this background,
你在看路德在这里所接受的款待。
Then we can see how Ruth is treated here.
你就看到这个不寻常的事。
Then you realize this is not ordinary at all.
那这个不寻常怎么来的呢
？How did this extraordinary thing come?
在人中间不可能发生的。
This is something impossible amongst men.
这样的一个人，你跑到以色列人当中
，When such a person would come into the midst of the Israelites，
根本不可能发生这样的事情的。
This absolutely will not happen。
弟兄姊妹，你晓得
，Brothers and sisters， you can just realize。
去以色列的时候
，That year when we went to Israel，
在耶路撒冷，我们就碰到Lance 了。
In Jerusalem， we bumped into Lance。
那在耶路撒冷，我们就了解到一件事情。
And so in Jerusalem, we come to understand.
他家里边，他住的地方很大。
Now in his house, it is very a big house.
分成两个部分。
Now there's two parts in his house.
一个部分是接待外邦人的。
One section is to receive the Gentiles.
另外一个部分是接待犹太人的。
And the other section is to receive the Jews.
因为他回到犹大地里边去，他是主要的工作就是要把那个以色列人带回主的面前。
Because the main work that he does when he is in Jerusalem is to bring the Jews back before God.
但是以色列人到现在还是不愿意跟外邦人有来往。
Even now, the Israelites do not want any relationship with Gentiles.
尤其是在他们侍奉敬拜神的事上
，especially in the matters of their service and worship to God，
那些不无神的犹太人，我们不说他。
Now we won't speak of the Jews that does not know God， that don't have God。
那些所谓开明一点的犹太人，他们也不太计较这个。
Now the somewhat of the more civilized, so to speak, Jews, they're not so mindful of those things。
但是他们不计较，也就等于说他们根本。寻求神不寻求神，这个并不是他们所看重的。
But whether they seek after God or not, that's not something that is mindful to them.
如果那些看重神的呢
？But for those who do focus on God,
这些是保守的犹太人。
Before God, they're called those who are very old-fashioned.
那要是你碰到这些所谓保守的犹太人
，And so when we encounter such Jews, then
他不要跟你来往。
They don't want anything to do with you.
他瞧不起你的。
They look down upon you.
他根本不看到你的时候，如同没看见的。
When they see you, it's as if they did not see you.
但我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你看到路德。
You can see Ruth.
在这一个时候所接受的款待。
How graciously she was dealt with here.
你就看到一件事情。
Then you can see one thing.
如果不是神在那里管理着这个事情。
If it is not the fact that God is governing over this.
没有人会接纳他的。
No one would accept her.
弟兄姊妹，这就是也是路德记里面一直很强调摩押女子，摩押女子。
Brothers and sisters, this is also one of the facts why in the book of Ruth it also emphasized the fact that she is a Moabitess.
而现在也很强调那个死女，死女，死女。
And now here in this section it emphasizes the fact she is a handmaiden, handmaiden.
好，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他让我们看见。
He shows us.
律法虽然把人分隔成神的百姓和外邦人。
Though the law divides us into the people of God and Gentiles.
但是在神的心里头，神没有这个区别。
But in the heart of God, there is no distinction.
神在人中间赏赐下律法来给以色列人。
God has given the law to the Israelites.
这只是神在恢复的过程里边他做工的方法。
This is only one of the way in which he works in his restoration.
但在神的心里面，神根本没有神的子百姓和外邦人的这样的区别。
But in the heart of God, there is no distinction in his heart for the people of God and Gentiles.
那好了。
Now,
路德在那里吃过了
After Ruth ate,
中饭了还是晚饭啊？多半是中饭了。
After she ate, it's usually, probably lunch there.
她吃饱了。
After she was full, there was left.
那她马上又起来，又去捡麦穗了。
She rose up again to glean.
No, 然后波斯在这里也吩咐他的仆人。
And Boaz here also commanded his servants.
他捡麦穗，你们不必管他。
Now let her glean amongst the sheaves.
她就是在捆中去拾取，你也容她。
Even if she gleans amongst the sheaves, do not reproach her.
甚至你在捆里边抽一些出来，扔在那里让她捡。
Even to a point you will let some fall also, some of the handfuls on purpose for her.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
实在叫我们看到恩上加恩的那一种光景。
Here indeed we see the condition of grace upon grace.
原来这些跟路德是毫无关系的。
Now these have nothing to do with Ruth.
你可以在那里捡麦穗。
You can glean there.
但是你不能捡掉在地上以外的麦穗。
But you cannot glean.You can only glean from the field, but nowhere else.
但是现在波阿斯告诉仆人说，让他捡。
But now Boaz tells his servants, let her glean.
你甚至抽一点出来，留在那里给他捡。
Even purposefully give her handfuls there for her to glean.
弟兄姊妹们，这是恩上加恩的一个表达。
Brothers and sisters, this is an expression of grace upon grace.
那弟兄姊妹们。我想很多人读经读到这里啊。
Now I think brothers and sisters, many when we read the Bible here,
他们就跑到一种胡思乱想里边去了。
We'll think, we'll imagine things.
他们大概会这样想。
We might think in this way.
路德是年轻的女孩子。
Ruth is a young maiden.
长得又漂亮。
She must be very fair.
那个动作又利落。
And that she worked hard.
很吸引人。
And she is very attractive to men.
所以波阿斯看见她就有点说不出来的意思了。
And so when Boaz saw her, he was interested in her.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要这样想。
Brothers and sisters, do not think in that way.
波阿斯不是这样的人。
That was not, Boaz was not such an individual.
波阿斯在当时来说。
At that time for Boaz.
这里没有告诉我们他究竟多大年纪？
It does not tell us here how old Boaz is.
但是我们想，
But as we imagine,
波阿斯当时可能是一个中年人。
Boaz at that time probably would be a middle-aged person.
甚至是一个比中年还要多，还要年长一点的。
Maybe even older than a middle-aged person.
但是我没有办法能 知道他实在的年龄。
But we have no way of knowing his true age.
但是从下文我们知道他的确是一个长者。
But from the text later on, we can truly know he is an elder generation.
你也看到他是一个非常非常谨守律法的一个人。
You also realize he is someone who holds tightly to the law.
所以你不要把一些胡思乱想的那个想法扎在波阿斯的身上。
And so, do not have any sort of imagination placed upon Boaz.
我们看上去的时候，我们就看到的了。
When we read on, we'll realize.
这一个人非常的正直。
This person is very righteous.
也非常的在神面前敬畏神。
And he is someone who truly fears God.
所以他对路德的这样的一些吩咐。
And so all these commandments he had for Ruth,
我们可以说完完全全是神的性情的那个发表。
We can completely say it is a manifestation of God's nature.
当然有不少弟兄姊妹们，他们读路德记的时候，很喜欢把路德记里面的人物全都预表化。
Of course, we also have other brothers and sisters when we read the book of Ruth would typify all the characters in here.
当然你要这样预表化来读的话呢，它也实在是很有条件。
Of course, if we typify all the characters, it is very qualified in that way.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们你晓得不晓得。
I don't know if brothers and sisters know.
有不少弟兄姊妹们他们读路德记，他把波阿斯看作是主耶稣。
Many brothers and sisters, when they read the book of Ruth, would look upon Boaz as the Lord Jesus Christ.
拿俄米就是圣灵。
And Naomi is the Holy Spirit.
那路德是谁呢？
And who is Ruth?
外邦人咯。
Ruth are the Gentiles.
那就教会咯。
That's the church.
那就是 说到整个路德记在那里，是圣灵的引导，把路德带到主的面前，把外邦人带到主的面前。
And so, typified as that Naomi, the Holy Spirit, would lead Ruth, the Gentiles, the church, into God, Boaz's presence.
当然你要这样的从预表上，把它预表来读出这个结果来，我也说非常有条件。
Now, of course, if you want to read the book in this way of a type,is very much qualified to do so.
不过我们留意。
But we also take note.
圣灵把路德记录下来的那一个目的恐怕不是在做基督得着教会的预表。
The Holy Spirit's purpose of leaving for us the book of Ruth may not be just the fact that Christ is able to gain the church.
而是重在神如何带进他的国度。
But is more focused on the fact how God leads into his kingdom.
如何在神的百姓中间显明神恢复的工作。
How amongst the people of God, God restores, manifests his restoration work.
那好，我们还是回到路德这里来。
Now, when we return back to Ruth,
那么路德就继续在田里边拾取麦穗。
Ruth continued to glean in the field.
那一直到晚上。
Until evening.
他就将那天所收拾起来的，圣经就说约有一一法大麦。
And beat out all that she had gleaned and was about an ephah of barley.
那一法大麦究竟是多少呢？
And so then, how much is about an ephah of barley?
好像你这本圣经大概后边有点度量衡的那个表，你大概可以看到大概是四十几磅，不到五十磅。
Brothers and sisters, in the back of your Bible, some has measurements where an ephah is about more than 40 pounds, but not yet 50 pounds.
那也不少了。
And so that's quite a lot.
一天能捡到四十几磅的那个大麦，那实在很丰富。
For you to have an ephah of barley for one day's work is very abundant.
因为是拾麦穗啊，不是去收割啊。
Because this is not reaping the harvest, but gleaning from it.
如果是收割，一天只收割一法大麦，那就要哭了。
And so if you only reap a harvest of one ephah of barley for a day, then you would weep.
但是是十麦穗，十到那个四十几磅的那个麦穗，这实在是一件不很大的事。
But for you to glean over 40 pounds of barley, that is a great thing.
但是我要弟兄姊妹留意的。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
这里所记载的。
What is recorded here?
没有给我们看到究竟是什么时候发生的事。
It does not show us when did this happen.
但是我们有理由相信，这是头一次去，头一天出去拾麦穗的时候的那个记录。
But we have reason to believe this is the recording on the first day she went to glean from the field.
那所以如果这样的一个了解是对的话
，If that understanding is right，
弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Then brothers and sisters, you realize
神怎么悦纳路德呢？
How did God accept Ruth?
神怎么显明他尊重路德呢？
How did he manifest the fact that he honors Ruth?
你留意到。
Take note.
第一天。
The first day.
去拾麦穗。
She gleaned from the field.
第一天。
The first day.
就碰到了波阿斯就来到田间。
She encountered Boaz coming to the field.
第一天。
The first day.
他就吃饱了。
She was full.
还有余剩。
And left.
第一天。
On the first day.
他就丰丰富富的捡了40几磅的大麦回家。
Abundantly, she was able to glean over 40 pounds of barley home.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这个事情，你把它串起来的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if you take note of this and link it all together, then you'll see.
刚才我一直说，在犹太人中间不可能发生这样的事情。
I continue to say the fact that amongst the Israelites, this cannot happen.
但现在事情就是这样发生了。
But these are the facts.
你能怎么说呢？
What can we say?
你只能说。
You can only say.
神在那里管理着环境。
God is governing over the circumstances.
神在那里带领着寻求他的人。
God is there guiding those who seek after him.
神在那里为着那些尊重他的人来做了各样的安排。
For those who honor him, God has made all the arrangements for them.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他就带着那一法大麦就回家了。
So she took this ephah of barley home.
去给拿俄米看了。
And show it to her mother-in-law, Naomi.
吃饱了剩下来但是带回去也给她婆婆吃。
And also gave to her that she had reserved after she was full.
那然后我们就看到。
We can see.
Naomi 就跟她话家常了。
Naomi was asking her about the day.
他说今天你在哪里做工
She asked where did you glean today
路德就告诉拿俄米说
And so Ruth told her
他说今天我在一个叫做波斯的人那里做工
I was gleaning in the field of someone named Boaz
拿俄米就说愿神赐福给那个人
And Naomi said blessed be he of the Lord
因为他不断地恩待活人死人
Who have not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead Now, brothers and sisters, these words, we have to take note.
恩待活人，我们容易懂。
We can understand the fact kindness to the living.
恩待死人是什么回事？
What does it mean kindness to the dead?
弟兄姊妹，我们注意。
Brothers and sisters, let us take note.
这里说的恩待死人。
Here, when she says kindness to the dead,
乃是说到她顾念那些已经死去的那些亲属
speaks of the fact that he is mindful of the relatives that have died.
因为拿俄米是他们的亲属
because Naomi is his kin.
但是拿俄米的丈夫伊利米勒跟他两个儿子基连和
马伦，
基连连马伦都死掉了。
But for Elimelech and his two sons, Chilion and Mahlon, they're both dead.
那所以他在这里所说的那个恩待死人，乃是指着这他们家里的死去的人。
And so when it says kindness to the dead, it's speaking of those who are dead in the house.
并没有别的其他什么。古里古怪的意思。
There's no other strange meanings in this.
他就是这样的恩待
And so he has been gracious kindness to the living and to the dead in this way. Blessed be he of the Lord. And then he says, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. He is our next kinsman.
弟兄姊妹注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
Naomi 当时是记得记起 Boaz 是谁。
And so now Naomi recalls who Boaz is.
也记起 Boaz 跟他们的关系。
And recalls the relationship they have with Boaz.
但是她就是记起这样的一些事。
That's what she remembers.
就没有再说到其他了。
She did not say anything else.
好了。
Now,
弟兄姊妹继续往下去看了,
brothers and sisters, let's continue on.
在这里提到路德的时候, 又特别加重语气在那里说, 波雅女子。
And so now again in verse 21, when it mentions about Ruth again, it emphasizes the fact she's a Moabitess.
波雅女子路德说,
Ruth the Moabitess said,
那弟兄姊妹注意了,
pay attention, brothers and sisters.
上文是说什么?
What did it just say?
上文是Naomi在那里说到本族的那个亲属。
Here it just said the man is next near of kin unto us.
一说到本族的亲属的时候,
when it speaks of the matter that he was near of kin,
路德的那个外邦人的那个事情就特出来了。
Then Ruth the Moabitess, the fact she is a Moabitess, stands out.
你们说什么亲属都是
No matter how you say he is next of kin, they're all Israelites.
我虽然嫁给以色列人, 但是我却不是以色列人。
Even though I'm married to an Israelite, I'm not an Israelite.
我仍然是一个外邦人。
I'm still a Gentile.
那是圣灵在这里提到路德的时候, 再加强地指出一个事实。
And so when the Holy Spirit speaks of Ruth here, again it focuses, emphasizes the fact she is a Moabitess.
他说,摩拉女子路德就说了,
and Ruth the Moabitess said,
他说,波士还跟我这样说呢,
he said unto me also,
就告诉我要紧紧跟随他的仆人,
thou shalt keep fast by my young men,
拾取麦穗,
until they have ended,
只等到他们收成, 收完了我的庄稼,
all my harvest.
那, 拿俄米听了,
and when Naomi heard it,
她就对路德说了,
she said to Ruth,
她说,女儿啊,
my daughter,
你跟着她的使女出去,
it is good that you go out with his maidens, 不叫人遇到你在别人的田间,
这才是好的,
that they meet thee not in any other field.
23节, 弟兄姊妹注意了,
verse 23, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
于是路德与波阿斯的使女藏在一处。
So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean,
拾取麦穗, 直到收完了大麦小麦,
until the end of barley harvest, end of wheat harvest.
弟兄姊妹你留意的,
brothers and sisters, take note.
整个的记载,
this whole recording.
一就是从路德说, 我虽然不及你的使女,
and so beginning, even from verse 13, I'm not even as one of your handmaidens.
一直说到这里,
until this point here.
你看见一件事情,
you can see one thing.
圣灵非常明显地把路德放在那个使女的事实里头。
The Holy Spirit practically places Ruth in the position of a handmaiden.
她就是。 在波阿斯的使女群中的一个女子, 但是却不是波阿斯的使女。
She is one of the handmaidens amongst the maidens of Boaz. Yes, she is not one of his maidens.
没有使女的身份,
she does not have the status of a maiden.
但是却有使女的实际。
But the reality of a maiden.
那弟兄姊妹,为什么我特别提这一个呢?
Brothers and sisters, why do I keep on mentioning this?
如果我们一跳到第四章去的时候,
if we jump right away to chapter 4,
你就留意到圣灵在这里特别突出 那个使女的这个事实是什么意思?
You can take note then why the Holy Spirit makes this point outstanding that she is a handmaiden.
因为到了第四章,
because in chapter 4,
你看到从路德的经历上面来看,
you can see upon the experience of Ruth,
她就不再是使女,
no longer she a handmaiden.
那她是谁?
Who is she?
她是波阿斯家的女主人了。
She is the wife, the mistress of the house of Boaz. So we link that together.
你就看到从使女的身份的改变, 从使女成了 女主人,
then you can see that from being a maiden to the mistress of the house.
从使女到了主妇,
and so, from the mistress to the grandparent.
主妇,
oh, to the wife.
The housewife.
To the housewife.
那弟兄姊妹们, 这一个身份的转变就是非常不得了的。
And so, brothers and sisters, the changes in those status is very important.
这你就看到那个从卑微升高。
And so you can see from humility to being lifted up.
你就看到从低下到尊贵。
Then you can see from being base to into glory.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这一个过程,
in that process,
你没有办法忽略它。 先是在使女的这样的一个光景里。
You cannot neglect the fact that she first was in the condition of a handmaiden.
那什么叫使女呢?
What is a handmaiden?
刚才我们已经交通过了。
We already shared on that.
那就是做一个在那里 听命的人。
That is someone there who is obeying.
你就是听命。
You're there obedient.
你就是在那里服从。
You're there submitting.
你看到 他在这一段的事情上面你看到了。
And so even upon this experience you can see
在家里他服拿俄米。
In the house she submits to Naomi.
到田间的时候他服波阿斯。
In the field she submits to Boaz.
虽然这里没有说他也服那些波阿斯的仆人们。
And though even it does not say clearly here she also submits to the servants of Boaz.
但是你也实在能 领会得到,她在那种场合的底下, 她人也是如此。But
we can just imagine the fact that under those circumstances, she is also just as submissive.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是什么?
Brothers and sisters, what is that?
如果我们没有看到第四章的话, 光是看这里的话, 我们看, 好像只是看到, 一些事情就是那样发生过去。
If we do not read into chapter 4 and not know about it, only this part, then we just don't know anything and read into it.
但是你看到这个路德记的结局的时候,
but when we see the end of the book of Ruth,
你回头来看这一段的话, 你就看到那个意义了。
And when we return to look at this passage here, we see the meaning.
这是什么意义?
What meaning is that?
这个意义就是十字架的道路。
That meaning is the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们,任何一个拣选主的人,
brothers and sisters, anyone who chooses the Lord,
不可能绕过十字架的道路而能进到神的荣耀里。
We cannot go around the way of the cross and enter into the glory of God.
没有人可以丢掉十字架而能在神的面前得升高的。
No one can forsake the cross and would be lifted up before God.
因为弟兄姊妹你晓得十字架的路就是一个先葬碑然后
Brothers and sisters, for we all know that the way of the cross is first to be humbled and then we're lifted. And even our Lord himself first went on this way. If we say our Lord himself went on this way and him, being the Son of God, has to go on this way, then for us who follows the Lord, how can it be then that we can say we can swerve around the cross, the way of the cross, and then enter to glory? That we're able to throw away the cross, the way of the cross, and gain glory and honor.
人的天然的里面是有这种想法。
Brothers and sisters, in man's nature, we do have this way of thinking.
最好就没有十字架。
It's best if we don't have the cross.
没有十字架, 我们就高高兴兴地跟随主。
Without the cross, we can follow the Lord happily.
到了跟随主跟随到终点的时候, 主尊贵我们也尊贵。
And when we follow the Lord to the end, when he is glorified, we are also glorified.
但是主的道路不是这样。
But that is not the way of the Lord.
主的道路就是先降卑然后升高。
The way of the Lord is first humility and then we will be lifted.
先破碎然后完全。
And then we were first shattered before we are complete.
我们诗歌本上那一首诗歌就 把人的那个想法描写得很好。
And so, there's in the hymn, there's this hymn that describes our thoughts very well.
很透。
It is very thorough and deep.
就是那一首 众人涌进主的国度的那一首诗。
And that is the hymn where many crowd into his kingdom.
那一开张明义就说了。
It is so clear and plain.
众人涌进主的国度。
That many crowd into the Lord's kingdom.
十架少人负。
But many will, few will bear the cross.
国度是要的。
We want the kingdom.
十架是不要的。
We don't want the cross.
身高是要的。
We want to be exalted.
降卑是不要谈
了。We do not want to be humbled.
弟兄姊妹，这是人天然里面的光景。
Brothers and sisters, that is our condition in nature.
但是在神的那个恢复的工作的里头。
But in the restoration work of God.
我们接受十字架的带领是不能缺的。
As we receive the guidance of the cross, it's something we cannot lack.
因为弟兄姊妹都知道的。
Because brothers and sisters, we all know.
人的堕落就是要升高。
Man's fall is because we want to be exalted.
人的到堕落就是要自己满足。
The fact that man fell is because we want to satisfy ourselves.
但是十字架呢，就叫我们不是去满足自己。
But the cross causes us not to satisfy the self.
而是去满足神。
But it is to please God.
然后让神的满足回过来做我们的满足。
And then for his pleasure to return and be our pleasure.
而不是以我们自己以为是满足的事情做我们的满足。
But not to be satisfied with what we think we're satisfied with.
但是我们的天然里边不会看到这个。
But by nature we will not see that.
我们根本就不把神放在我们眼里。
We do not even are mindful of God at all.
我们只看见我们自己所以为好的。
We only see what we think is good.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到。
So brothers and sisters, we can see.
说到人的那一生的经历啊。
When we speak of a man's experience.
你看到了。
You can see.
我们主，如果不是主怜悯我们。
If it's not by the mercy of the Lord.
我们常常以为是我们自己做主。
Many times we think we are Lord.
但事实上呢。
But the fact is.
事实上我们都是给人牵着鼻子走的。
The fact is we are led by our noses.
做父母的。
And for the parents.
给儿女牵着鼻子走。
We are led by our children.
做事情的。
When we are working.
给事业或是工作牵着鼻子走。
We are led by our careers, our work.
不管你是做什么的身份。
And so regardless of what position we have,
工作的岗位。
What status or what position we're in.
从来没有一个人可以自己决定自己的事情。
No one can ever decide what they want to do.
我都是在那里给人牵着鼻子走的。
We're all led along by our noses by something.
今天早上我在老人中心那里叫太极拳的时候。
And just this morning in the senior center when I was teaching Tai Chi.
我的学生呢有几个他们在那里叽叽喳喳叽叽喳喳在那里讲得好热闹。
And so there are some of my students who were there talking back and forth very noisily.
热闹到我们要做动作了他们还不知道。
Even to a point that we were beginning our exercise, they are not aware.
结果把他们喊得来。
And so we yell out to them.
哦他们才哦是我们。
And then they begin to realize, oh yeah, we're about to begin.
后来他就说了我们在谈呢。
And then they said, we're talking.
谈什么
?What are they talking about?
谈就要爆发的战争了。
And they're talking about the war that is pending.
都是老太婆
and there are old ladies talking.
他们谈打仗谈得蛮高兴。
They are talking about the war very excitedly.
怎么谈？
How did they talk about it?
一个就说
One said,
哎呀，昨天听到那个布什总统那样说啊。
Yesterday when I heard President Bush say,
I became mad.
I became mad.
他说他怎么可以这样呢？那大概几个人都是不要打仗的。
She became mad because probably they don't want to go into a war.
他们以为这个他们这样想法就是对了。
And so they thought their way of thinking is right.
他说现在我们好像给总统牵着鼻子走去打仗了。
And so in a sense they think they're led in the, by their noses by the president into war. 另外一些老
太婆大概他们就主张要打的。
And so there may be some other old ladies maybe they.Buy into the fact that you should go to war.
他们也不反驳，他们跟他们辩。
They didn't debate with them.
他们就是好像轻描淡写，哦，去了，那就去了嘛。
And they just lightly said, if they want to go to war, let them go.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得我们生活在这个地上，许多的事情是我们没有办法
，Brothers and sisters,
来 给我们自己做控制的。
We realize that when we're living in this world, there are many things that is out of our control.
大事有大的事情，小事有小的事情。
There are great things that are out of control. There are small things that are out of our control.
做学生的那就是给学的给考试给看书那牵着鼻子走。
As a student, we are led by our noses, by our study, by our work, by our homework.
连我的孙子提摩太的那么小的人子啊，他也给电视游戏牵着鼻子走。
And even for my grandson Timothy, who is such a young person, he is led by his nose by games.
就是他你说他们这样，他满足了。
And so you say, no, they're very happy and satisfied what they're doing.
哪里有满足呢？
What satisfaction?
今天玩个够。
Today they're happy with their playing. They're tired.
第二天觉得我要重新再来。
The next day they say, let's begin all over.
他并不觉得累。
They're not tired.
他也不觉得太烦。
They're not, think it's boring.
为什么会这样呢？
Why?
不满足嘛。
It's not satisfying enough.
昨天的满足是昨天的事。
Yesterday's satisfaction is yesterday's business.
今天有今天的要求，满足的要求。
I have my requirement to be satisfied today.
上帝说你看见从老到少，从男到女，没有一个人不是给我们以为自己是做自己的主人，结果我们确实是给各种各样的事情牵着我们走。
And so, brothers and sisters, regardless of old or young, male or female, we think we're satisfied, but yet we are actually led by others controlling us.
但是所有给牵着鼻子走的
，But all that is led by the nose.
等到有一天
，Until one day，
他们都发觉
，We'll discover。
哎呀，这事情真是无聊。
This is so meaningless。
弟兄姊妹，我想。现在你叫我们去跟小孩去玩他们的那一套，你提不起兴趣的，除了做妈妈的。
Just for instance, unless you're a mother, if we are called to play with children in their games, what they're playing, we would have no interest at all.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就了解到这个情形。
So then we realize the situation then.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他让我们晓得。
He shows us.
他不牵我们的鼻子走。
He does not lead us by our noses.
他只是给我们光照。
He only enlightens us.
他只是给我们吸引。
He only compels us.
他只是给我们有看见。
He only shows us.
你看见了。
If you see it.
你看领会了。
If we understand it.
你也知道自己所站的是一个什么的地位，是一个什么的身份。
And we also know the position we stand and what status we have.
哦，你就说主啊，你喜欢那样。我们就按着你的喜欢来跟随。
Then we say to the Lord, Lord, if that's what's pleasing to you, then we'll follow you according to your pleasure.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做做使女。
Brothers and sisters, that is a handmaiden.
这个叫做做仆人。
That is a servant.
当然有些做仆人、做使女的，他们也是无可奈何的。
Of course, there are many handmaidens or servants in their position are also without any other way.
但是我说的是
，But what I'm saying，
真正的懂得做使女、做仆人
，is one who truly knows how to be a handmaiden or a servant.
他们一直是看着主人的喜悦而决定。他们的脚步。
They continue to fix their sight upon the pleasure of the master to determine their footsteps.
诗篇那一篇话真是好啊。
And so the words in Psalms are very good.
仆人怎么看着主人的手？
How the servant looks upon the hand of the master.
婢女怎么看着主母的手？
How the maiden looks upon the hands of the mistress.
我们也是这样定睛的看着我们的耶和华神。
This is how we fix our eyes upon our Lord God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个是路德这一段时间圣灵给他留下来的记录。
This is the recording that the Holy Spirit left in regards to Ruth in this period.
当神领着他往升高的路去走的时候
，And as God continues to lead her upward。
神让他有一段的日子
God allowed for her to have some days
他知道如何活在神的面前
For her to know how to live before God
他知道如何站在一个对的地位上面
She knows
来跟随主
How to stand in the position of being right as she follows the Lord
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
你在这里 看到。
Here we can see.
波斯的话他听。
She listened to the words of Boaz. 拿俄米
的话他听。
She listened to the words of Naomi.
在家里他知道该顺服谁。
At home, she knows who she needs to submit to.
在田间他知道该顺服谁。
In the field, she knows who she needs to submit to.
同样的原则。
Likewise, in the same principle,
就看到在新约里边所提到的。
Brothers and sisters, as we take note what is mentioned in the New Testament,
年幼的顺服年长的。
The younger should submit to the older.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到神的那在人中间所做各种各样的安排。
Then, brothers and sisters, you can see the various arrangement that God makes in amongst men.
在人的中间，不管是做人中间那个组织，不管是家庭也好。
In the organization in this world, either is in the family,
是学校也好,
or in the school,
是工作的场所也好,
or in the work.
是当然教会更是如此,
and even more so in the church.
神在那里有一些个安排,
God has made some arrangements
there. 就是让我们在那里去接受这一个顺服的功课。
It is for us there to receive this lesson of obedience.
接受带领的功课。
To lead, to accept this lesson of guidance.
顺服的人。
To learn to be one who is submissive, obedient.
有什么许多时候我们以为。
Brothers and sisters, many times we think.
是一个属灵的功课。
Obedience is a spiritual lesson.
那只是回到教会里边来才说的。
We only learn it in the church, and we only speak of it in the church.
不是。
No.
弟兄姊妹，你读彼得前书。
Brothers and sisters, when you read 1 Peter,
你看到彼得前书讲顺服讲得很透气。
You can see that 1 Peter speaks of obedience very thoroughly.
里边就说到有一些事情。
And so there are mentions of some things.
他说啊,
He says,
你在沃萨做仆人啊,
that as you are a servant,
你要顺服你的主人。
You have to submit to your master.
就是有一个很性情很乖僻的主人。
Even if you have a master who has a bad temper,
那你也都要顺服。
You still have to submit to your master.
这没有什么。
What? No other.
就是因为你站在那个地位上，你就该学习活出那个事实来。
It's because you're in that position, so you have to learn to live out that reality.
我们越读神的话,
the more we read of God's word,
我们越发现一件事,
the more we discover that
人的堕落是因为在神面前不顺服。
Man's fall is due to the fact that we did not submit before God.
那神在人身上的恢复呢?
Therefore, the recovery of God upon man,
从伊甸园给赶出来的时候, 一直到主再来,
even to the point when man was cast out of Garden of Eden until the Lord returned.
过去的历史已经是那么长久,
throughout the history before, it's already so long.
前面的历史还有多少我们不知道,
we don't know how much more of the history ahead of us there is.
但是在整个历史的过程里,
but throughout this whole history,
我们都看见神在恢复的工作里边所做的呢。
We can see amongst all the recovery work of God,
就是让接受恢复的人去学习做一个服神权柄听神的话的人。
It is for those who receive this restoration to learn the lesson of submission to God or listening, obeying God's word.
而神的权柄就透过神的话来发表。
And submitting to His authority is manifested through the expression of His word. We thank God.
那当我们看到第三章的时候，
And so when we look into chapter 3,
我们就很清楚能看到这一个。
Very clearly we can see that part.
顺服。
Submission.
是顺服人吗？
Is it submission to man?
不是顺服人。
No, not submission to man.
是顺服神所安排在我们眼前要顺服的人的背后的那一位神。
But it is submission to the man which God has placed before us, which He wants for us to submit, and the God who is behind that man.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们一定要很清楚的。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's something we have to see very clearly.
我具体说一些事情。
I'll just concretely say of something.
Eric 在这边做长老。
Now Eric is an elder here.
英仪在旧金山那边做长老。
Simon is an elder in San Francisco.
William 还也是那边旧金山那边长老。
Now William's also an elder in San Francisco.
在旧金山的弟兄姊妹们就要接受他们两个人的带领。
And so brothers and sisters in San Francisco have to accept their guidance.
目前在 圣伯顿来说，那么就是要接受 Eric 弟兄的带领。
And so, currently in San Bruno, we have to accept the guidance of Brother Eric.
是为什么要接受他们带领？
And then we say, why do I have to accept their guidance?
我信主的时候，他还没出生。
Now, when I believe in the Lord, they're not even born yet.
有人会也这样想。
Some might think in those ways.
他有什么了不起啊？
What's so great about
them? 为什么要听他？
Why do I have to listen to them?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
不是听他。
No, not obedient to them.
是听他背后的神。
But it is obedient to the God behind them.
他们活在神的管理的底下。
They live under the governing of God.
带出神的心思。
To bring forth the heart of God.
我们顺服是好像是顺服他们。
So when we submit, it seems as if we're submitting to them.
但实际我们是顺服他们背后管理着他们的神，带领着他们的神。
But the fact is we're submitting to God who is behind them, leading them, guiding them.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
路德的身高。
The exaltation of Ruth.
路德在神的面前给神尊重。
Ruth was honored before God.
我们不能忽略今天我们所读的这一段的话。
We cannot neglect the fact what we study and read tonight.
不然的话我们就是众人涌进主的国度，实在少人富了。
Otherwise, then we are just like the hymn says, many crowd into the Lord's kingdom, yet few will bear the cross.
那首诗歌还有什么？
What else is mentioned in that hymn?
还有众人都愿得主的荣耀，羞辱小少人要。
That many would want of the Lord's glory, yet few would bear the shame.
整首诗歌都说出了人在神面前一点的愚昧。
The entire hymn speaks of our foolishness before God.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
圣灵记上路德这一段做使女的经历。
When the Holy Spirit records this passage, when Ruth as a handmaiden,
就说出了她在神面前给尊重的那一个原因。
It speaks of the fact why, the reason why she was honored before God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我想我们今天晚上就读到这里好了。
I think we'll end here tonight.
那路德他站在使女的那种光景，一直等到那个大麦小麦都收割完了，他仍然回去和拿俄米在一起。
And Ruth was standing in the position as a handmaiden until the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and she still went home and dwelt with her mother-in-law.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他一直给我们看见，他是顺服在主的安排里。
We continue to see that she is obedient under the arrangement of God.
所以神也就让她按着神的意思升高。
And so God, according to his intentions, would also exalt her.
这是十字架的道路。
That is the way of the cross.
路德走过十字架的道路。
Ruth went through the way of the cross.
我们读路德记的人也必须记得我们走的也是十字架的道路。
For us who read the book of Ruth must also realize the way that we go on must also be the way of the cross.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想我们晚上就交通停在这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.